All right, we're hitting one of the most popular results today on the Where to Start quiz, and that is you need a productivity boost. And if you haven't taken the quiz, mommadeplans.com/start so you can see if this is your result. If so, it's going to help you a lot. And regardless, even if you had a different answer on the quiz, this is something everyone struggles with, how to spend our time well. It's something we never have enough of. We're always complaining there's not enough time to get everything done. So I'm going to start you out today and give you some of those first steps to get out of reactive mode where you're just constantly dealing with what life throws at you moment by moment, and you can begin being more intentional with your time. So this is an exciting one today, you guys, to really reclaim your time. My name is Julie Redmond, and this is the Mom Made Plans podcast. Here we get out of survival mode with practical strategies that make mom life easier and more impactful. All right, let's get into making life a little easier today with actually knowing how to spend our time and how to schedule our day. Okay, we're at part two in the Where to Start series, time management and productivity today, which is a big one. And so the actual result of the quiz is a productivity boost. So if that is the result you got, we are going to dive into that for you today. Again, you can take the quiz at mommadeplans.com/start, and you can get one of these four results that we're going over in this series in order to get out of survival mode and figure out where to focus your time and energy first to get improvements. So today it's on time, and spending our time well is a huge piece of the puzzle that is probably a common answer to this quiz. So we're kind of going to go over three phases here and just kind of dig in a little bit. If this is your main struggle, where to start? So step one, so I've mentioned like we're in survival mode, like that's where we're at. And so we have to get out of survival mode, out of reaction mode. And what that looks like is we're doing dishes because we're out of clean bowls. We're doing laundry because somebody's out of underwear. We're having leftovers or having to do a quick grocery run because we are out of food or don't have the right ingredients. We are frantically buying things on the way to a birthday party or to a sporting event. We're just constantly rushed and reacting to the needs of the moment. That's where we're at when we don't have control over our time, and it is just dictating everything to us. We just have to respond to everything. We never get to be intentional with our time and make our day feel a bit smoother, have moments of peace. Even if it's busy, it can still feel easier. And so that's kind of the goal of where we're going here. It doesn't mean you all of a sudden like have nothing to do. You're like, well, I'm just going to be busy no matter what. There's so much to do. Well, there may be some things that can be taken off your plate, but okay, for argument's sake, you're busy no matter what. You can still be more efficient with your time to be productive and have it a busy day feel like it was still somewhat enjoyable and still went well and you still feel good versus a busy day where you are just exhausted and frazzled and how we typically feel. So we're trying to get out of that. So that's just sort of the recognition piece at first of like, okay, yep, let's be honest, that's where I'm at. So how do we get out of it? So then we move into just like the basics of where do we begin with this? And so I want you to think about what type of day do you want? And I mean this in a very practical sense of how do you create the type of day that you want to have so that it's not everything being thrown at you and feeling like you're putting out fires, but that you actually intentionally have some sort of schedule or routine or any type of anchor point in your day that feels like, okay, I have a bit of a say in what's happening next and can make it run smoothly for me and the family. And so some questions I want you to ask yourself and think about. This is a little bit of self-awareness check-in. This is where we start. So when thinking about the type of day that you want to have the majority of the time, does that look like the same schedule every day? Like, does that feel good to you? You know what's coming. You know what to expect. This is what my days look like Monday through Friday. Or does saying that make you feel like a little cringe and boxed in and you're a free spirit and this doesn't feel good? Maybe you need more flexibility. Maybe a daily routine every day isn't actually the answer, or at least not in the way that you think. Maybe you need to mix it up. Like, I don't know if you guys had that in middle school. There was like A, B, C days, I think they were, and it was like a different, you had different specials and classes. And so maybe you need to create like A, B days for yourself. Maybe it alternates, or you have it a little bit different every day, or in some way your days aren't quite the same every day, so it doesn't feel boring and mundane to you. So there's going to be two camps out there. You're going to fall in one of those most likely. So it's important to consider that, because you may be just like banging your head against a wall being like, why can't I do this, when you weren't meant to have the same schedule every day. Or you may be feeling super flustered and out of control because every day is just a whirlwind of different things happening and you feel like you have no structure and you need a little bit more of a same type of schedule every day. It doesn't even necessarily mean you're doing the same thing at the same time every day, but like the chunks of time of like, okay, I'm always doing something during this time before lunch and doing something after lunch, and it's kind of broken up into this segment. So just to think through, like, just very basically how you structure your day so it matches your personality. And in line with that, like, do you need strict start and end times? Like, I do this at 8 a.m. and we do this at 10 and we do this at 11:30. And like, you literally have very clear start and end times. That may work well for you. Or that may be like, oh my gosh, this is too much pressure and it's stressful just to try and stay on time. So you may just need a few anchor points in the day, kind of like what I was saying. You just sort of have a, okay, around lunchtime we do this, or right before lunchtime. We just make sure at some point in the morning, there's two essential things. Like, I always want to make sure I put a load of laundry in every day at some point before lunch. Do you see the difference there? It's not happening at 9:05. It's just happening at some point before lunch. And so that may be all you need, just some loose structure to make sure you're staying on top, but it gives you the freedom to switch things up a little bit. I love the Where to Start quiz for when you're just overwhelmed and stressed out trying to juggle all the things with how to get your head above water. So again, if you haven't taken the quiz yet, mommadeplans.com/start. But beyond that, what I really want to make sure I've got you covered on is that you don't end up just having a few days, this little blip where you make a couple of changes and things are better, or even a few weeks, but then it kind of fades out and you're right back into overwhelm. That is the vicious cycle that you're most likely on, and it can last different lengths of time, but ultimately you always end up in the same overwhelm. And that's where I want to make sure I've got your back for the long term, that we figure out how to get you like continuing to make progress and not completely reverting back to survival mode. So we're going to get you out step by step and technically month by month, because I'm going to be releasing the monthly Momentum membership. And that is where we're going to go over one topic each month. I will send you some physical products that include a couple things, but will include a few items that have like a specific quote or thing to focus on for the month, that you will just have a few of those that you can place around your home, and like all of the information can be overwhelming to try and remember. So I'm going to do the work for you of like pulling out a few key components that you can focus on so you can actually get traction and make progress. We're going to keep you moving forward 1 month at a time, one category at a time in your life. Like if you find yourself, you have the greatest intentions and you're trying to make changes, but you keep feeling overwhelmed, we got to try something different. And so that's why Monthly Momentum is here to keep you going. I'm going to share more details soon, but I wanted to give you the heads up. So please make sure you're on the email list so that you can see the details as I release them, so you're not waiting on a podcast episode and miss especially early bonuses for the June launch. There's going to be for signups before that. I will share all the things soon. Just make sure you're on that email list so you don't miss it. Yeah, I'm super pumped for you guys. But for now, let's keep you going with getting momentum with managing your time well. So let's get back to those tips. And then another possibility that we don't often think of when planning out your day, like, do you like to be checking in with someone? Like maybe you need accountability. This doesn't just apply to like working out and an accountability partner. It may just be like a mom accountability partner, just life, like getting through, like, hey, can you check in with me and make sure I did the laundry before lunch today? Or like, hey, we're on this decluttering challenge and we're each doing one thing every day and to check in. Maybe that feels good to you. Maybe you don't need that at all, but it's something worth considering to figure out what's a good support for continuing to create that day that you want. And just another basic one to think about when you're figuring out your schedule and everything, do you like a slow morning? Do you like to ease into things and take your time? Or do you jump out of bed and you want to like hit the road? Let's go run those errands. Like that's the sweet spot before the kids get crazy. Like, you know, like figure out where, what time of day you do certain tasks based on energy levels and everyone's attitudes and figuring that out. So this is just a main check-in of what type of day you want. And when you're figuring out, especially there's so much pressure on that morning routine and what that looks like, I feel like we're condemned if we're not jumping out of bed and doing all the things and getting awake before the kids are. Just check in with that and make sure your morning routine is what you need it to be. Like I struggled with this for years, you guys, years, plural, of knowing I ideally wanted to get a workout in, a shower, and Bible study before my kids got on the bus. Because it was like I was tackling those things, then I could like start my day, get stuff going. Those like three essential things were done and it just worked out better timing-wise. Otherwise, it was like I was behind and I just kept trying to figure out like, why can't I wake up early enough? Why can't I get these things done? Like I'm not trying to do an hour long workout. I'm just trying to get like a 20-30 minute workout in. Why can't I get these three things done consistently? And I was beating myself up and just constantly being like, why can't I do this? And I actually met with a Christian life coach a few times and shout out to her for just a simple question of like, well, do you really have to do all three? What if you only did one? Or what if you move some things around? And I was not a fan of that idea because I knew the best plan was to do all three before they got on the bus. But I relented and was like, okay, fine. I will bump the Bible study till after. And so I tried that. And you guys, it was a ridiculous shift of like, I was able to achieve that most days and it all worked and it worked great. And it was fine. And I just began to give myself more grace. Even if I only got one of those things done, that became okay. Like I could move it and I was willing to be flexible where before it was just, this is how it has to be. And I need to figure out how to make it work. And I'm failing if I can't make it work. And the problem is I had an ideal plan. That was the best plan. Like things went the best when I did all three beforehand, but it wasn't realistic. I couldn't consistently do it. There was no point in me continuing to try and shove the circle peg in the square hole or whatever it is. Like there was no point in just continuing to fail over and over and try over and over to force this to happen when I just needed to make a change. I had to let go of ideal and be okay with realistic. That was still good. So I want to encourage you to question your routines and see where you may be trying to force the ideal when realistic is going to work out much better for you. And so our default is survival mode when we're going through all of this, because these things take intention to be like, okay, I'm going to make this plan and make these things happen at certain times. But when we're not trying to align ourselves with intention, we're just in the default of survival mode. And you have to know how you're wired in order to break out of that. No routine or system is going to work until you know how you work. And so I will continue to shout that over and over again, that you need to work on that first before you plan out your time. And the last thing I want to leave you with today in trying to be better at managing our time and productivity is to know the difference in being productive and feeling productive. Being productive is when you get through a day and you check all the boxes, you have gotten so many things done, but for some reason at the end of the day, you still, something's off and you're still a little resentful. There's still a couple things you didn't get to do and you're kind of upset about it. Feeling productive is getting through any number of checking the boxes. It may be a couple, it may be a lot, but the difference is you've checked the right boxes. You can get a million things done a day and still feel dissatisfied at the end if it's not the right things, if it's not in alignment with what you want to get done, with what's most important to you and your family. So you need to check what's on your to-do list and make sure that it's in alignment with what's A, realistic to get done each day, and to check and see, hey, can some of these things be delegated or wait to a different time? Do I really need to do them every day, or does it really need to happen today? And to most importantly, check and see if this is actually important to you or if it's just something someone else does or someone told you you should do and so you feel like you have to do when you really don't. So just ending on that note of making sure you're knowing the difference between being productive and feeling productive and that you're doing the things that matter most. So I hope this is all really helpful for you guys to begin navigating how to kind of take the reins of your time and be more intentional and actually spend your time the way you want to and what's going to help you, and just begin making that journey to intentional living and not just being stuck in survival mode every day. So go get yourself that productivity boost. Okay, so remember, we're going to start with figuring out the type of day you want to have and making sure it's a realistic plan and routine, not just the ideal, if that's not been working for you. We're going to get you out of survival mode, you guys. Let's get that productivity boost. Share the quiz, mommadeplans.com/start.